Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a pancreas pal to turn to.
Hey guys, welcome to Pancreas Pals. Emily here.
And Christy.
And welcome to our season finale.
I can't believe it.
Literally, where does the time go? Season 3, thanks for sticking with us. We've made it another season, which is ironic, because in the spirit of seasons, we want this episode to be a little bit about reflection with a new season, as in season 4, coming sometime in August. At the end of the summer, we're going to take a little summer break along with our pals. We're feeling the changes, and when changes happen, we like to reflect. You feel.
So changes in Pancreas Pals seasons coming up later, and also just changes in seasons. I was just telling Emily, Boston skipped spring. We have gone directly from winter into summer. So, I don't know. Every time the weather takes a bold change, I just feel... It sounds silly, but I literally feel like it is a new chapter. It just feels like a new kind of fresh start. Suddenly it's a little warmer out. It's a little brighter out.
For all my fellow AP Lit peeps from TBT to high school, wow, there were so many abbreviations in that. Every time there was a weather change in a scene, like if there was a downpour or, you know, like a tornado or anything, any type of weather change, it was supposed to be an emotional upheaval, a clean slate, the start of something new. Mrs. Club from Bowles High School in Jacksonville, Florida, if you're listening to this on the very off chance, that stuck with me. Thank you for being an awesome teacher. But
that was so tender.
It was quite a tender moment. She's dope. She's a great teacher. Would recommend. Anyways, moving forward. So upon reflection, I mean, we could just sit here and talk our time away about all of our favorite guests and stuff like that. But I think we kind of wanted to take a look back about our journeys so far with type 1 and all the fun in between. But yeah, Christy, you want to start us off with a little mem?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I know we just said we were not going to call out specific episodes.
Go for it. But
I think whenever we have Lauren Bongiorno on, check out our last episode. I don't know. She really is just a very inspiring person, and I feel like it's a little bit of a reset for me. It's kind of like the reset. I mean, it's a more fun one than going to a doctor's office, but I guess because I have my annual appointment, like my big one, coming up in June, and I don't know. I'm thinking about my patterns overall, and I'm trying not to worry too much about those standout terrible days where I really don't know what caused the spike, what caused the drop, but just my overall trends. I have really come to notice, because I've been writing down my blood sugars, like Lauren recommended to us last week, I've been writing down my blood sugars over the course of the week, and you know, I am so much better during the middle part of the week, and I think it's because I tend to be really bad on, like, over the weekends. And so I always see my worst blood sugars on Sunday, and then it kind of carries over to Monday. Then by Tuesday, I've got it back, and I'm good, like, Tuesday through Friday. Then Saturday, I'm somewhere in the middle, and then Sunday, I restart the cycle.
I'm gonna jump in there and pretend to be Lauren and Miriam for a second and say they're not necessarily bad things. They're just less than ideal for your personal goals and standards.
They are less than ideal, but I think without getting stressed about it and without worrying about it, I've made it a little bit of a personal task to just see what I can do about it proactively. And you know what? I actually saw the best blood sugars I think I've seen over the weekend this past weekend just because I put a little bit more thought into some snacking. And I mean, I also did take a very long walk with my very hot boyfriend around a pond. I just wanted to share that on the podcast.
Shout out to Zach. You rock. Don't ever change.
And you're hot. Anyway.
Oh, did he pay you to say this?
Absolutely not. I should pay him for dating me. I'm ridiculous.
What is going on?
And I mean, we took a walk around a pond. It was a very long walk, and it was good for my blood sugars. So whether he knows it or not, we are going to continue doing the walk around Chandler Pond because apparently it really agrees with my BSL patterns. Case in point is I did put a little bit more thought into the way that I was dosing over the weekend, and rather than just banking on the fact that I could correct later, I did try to be a little bit more proactive about it. And you know what? Like, taking an extra minute to think about, you know, how is it going to affect the rest of my day and not just stop me from being low in a couple of hours, which I did not go low. It did make a difference, and it was really nice not to see a number over 200 in like 5 days in a row. So I was really proud of myself. And taking that reflection forward, you know, nobody is perfect, and that is certainly not my goal, but I must say it felt good to make it through the weekend without seeing too high a number.
I mean, in the words of Hannah Montana, I gotta, oh crap, I just forgot it.
She would be so insulted right
this
now.
This is so embarrassing. I live and breathe all things throwback Disney Channel.
Apparently not. I thought so too, but this is...
I literally have been such a space cadet lately, and I want to be here for you and give you this really witty comment, but I just can't, like, I can't form the words.
If I can't count on you for these kinds of word-for-word quotes, I don't know what we're doing.
I know. It's like I'm like not a real person right now. It's so embarrassing. I'm so
Speaking
sorry
of
to everyone. Yeah.
Reflecting on who we are, Emily no longer knows who
yeah,
she is.
Yeah, I'm like a shell right now without my Disney core. It'll be okay. We'll move on. Moral of Zach's a champ, but let's be real. He's the lucky one to have you because, you know, life. But moving
Aww,
on.
That's so sweet and untrue, but yes,
oh my God,
on.
Stop. Can we like, oh my God, this is like pretty bad. We're moving on. So as far as reflecting goes, I mean, obviously Lauren's episode was dope. And all of the, you know, ironically, Lauren in one of my, I guess we're just talking about our favorite episodes of the season, aside from everyone that.
I don't really know what we're doing. I wasn't planning on reflecting on that, but.
No, because what I'm about to say is like very on point with our season opener when we had Libby Russell on. You can follow her on Instagram at I Have the Sugars. I'm saying I'm a lot. Someone please throw me a lifeboat. Anyways, moving on. So
here for you.
So she, you know, we were talking about the importance of having pals, of having a community, of having someone that you can bounce things off of. And whether that be, you know, having a rough day with your blood sugars, like I just was talking to Christy before we started recording, because that's, for those who don't know, that's kind of how we ended up wanting to start Pancreas Pals this entire podcast, because we would just be chatting, texting away about all of our struggles with our shugs. And, you know, we were like, well, maybe we should record this. Maybe this would be helpful for someone else who doesn't necessarily know someone that has type 1 or have a pal or have a listening ear. So Libby, season 3, episode 1, Libby Russell just was so on point. And ironically, she is good friends with Lauren Bongiorno. So all the cool people know each other. That's just how life seems to work. But the way she emphasized community really made me reflect and think about that for the entirety of the season. And if you look back on who we've had on, you know, obviously Miriam is like our sister, our Pancreas Pal for life, one of the OGs, if you will.
Yeah, she's PP number 3. Who are we kidding?
Honestly, my mom is obsessed with her and it makes me so happy. Like my mom
me
will
too.
Literally really my mom I send screenshots sorry mom if you're listening actually no I tell you this I send screenshots of my mom's texts to me telling me how much she loves Miriam to Miriam, and then Miriam's like responses about how sweet my mom is and how right and like aware she is of everything back to my mom. And I'm like, why don't I just start a group chat with the three of us, honestly? But
Miriam is the hero we deserve in 2018.
Seriously, like, I'm with her. Miriam for life. But we were at one night, our big annual fundraiser for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's YLC, which I'm a part of, and highly recommend anyone who is near a major city to join their YLC and get, you know, get on that fundraising to help heal and I guess heal's not a good word, but to help fund research towards healing our pancreases. But we had one night, and let me tell you about this one night. First of all, I had a pod malfunction at the after party, which was honestly one of the funniest things ever, because you're literally in a sea of type 1 diabetics, and there is, you know, everyone who doesn't do MDI, multiple daily injections, who uses an insulin pump, we beep. It's just a part of the pump life, you know? Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Check out our episode in season one, that's I Beep at Work, because honestly, that's like my memoir. I'm pretty sure if I were to write one, that's what it would be titled. So patent pending on that. But let me tell you, it is a thing to behold when you are partying it up with a bunch of 20-somethings who have type 1 or are somehow associated with type 1, and there is a loud, shrill, never-ending beep that is signaling that your insulin pump has malfunctioned if you have an Omnipod. And I, like the champ I am, this is the only time you guys will hear me really toot my horn, so to speak, but there is a video of me changing my insulin pump in the middle of the bar and singing Mr. Brightside, which was on the radio or on the DJ playlist. And I was using my Omnipod PDM as a mic. And let me tell you, if that's not living your best life, I don't know what is.
You are also the hero we deserve.
Oh my God.
In 2018.
Literally, I'm actually blushing and so embarrassed and probably should not be telling people this story, but I was having fun dancing with my friends. Shout out to Katie and my friend Elizabeth Hibbs, who were standing right next to me, you know, cheering me on and hysterically laughing along with me. Because if you can't laugh at these things, if you don't have, you know, that type of step back, my entire reflection, the point of this long-winded story is that I've learned that for me, reflection comes from speaking things through, from talking things out, whether that be from therapy or from, you know, friendship therapy, talking to you, Christy, or talking to Lauren, or talking to my friends Katie and Elizabeth and my twin sister Laura and, you know, my parents. You got to talk things through. Otherwise, it just is bottled up and you become depressed. And maybe not depressed, maybe you have, you know, things come out different ways for different people. But for me, it just, it was not working before I had this amazing crew that I call the Pancreas Pals, and I'm including the Wild Seers in that as well. But it made me, you know, really reflect on what it was like for me to have type 1 right when I was diagnosed, when I didn't know you, Christine, when I didn't know anyone with type 1 who was living a successful life aside from Ian, who's dope, but he's a boy and just didn't get it. Because, you know, boys have cooties, but it's
fact.
So it's amazing to see how far we've come, how far, you know, pat yourself on the back, Christy. Look at how, like, seriously, look at how far everyone's come. Everyone who's listening who made it through this season, you made it through this season. You made it through 12 episodes of listening to my shrill voice talk. You made it through 12 episodes of Christy's dad jokes, which I love to death.
I was gonna fill in dad jokes if you didn't, but well done.
Yeah, I know you too well. But most importantly, you made it through 12 episodes worth of Days with Type 1. You've made it through, you know, one step closer to finding a cure. You've made it your bitch, so to speak. Like, you're living your life. Like, whatever, diabetes is my bitch. I got this. And there are days like today when I have my insulin pump failed again. My Omnipod did. Don't worry. For all those listening, I will be calling them and seeing when they can, like, get me a replacement, like, batch, because this is some BS, but it happens and it's par for the course. And, you know, it is what it is. But for me, reflecting is really acknowledging how far we've come. And, you know, whether it's you logging your blood sugar numbers and really taking everything Lauren said to heart. Again, that's season 3, episode 11, episode before this. Go listen. She's great. Don't miss out on hearing her sweet voice. But you never know what's going to get cooking and what's going to happen. And reflecting is how we learn and how we move forward. So that's my spiel.
Aww. Yeah, I think one of my biggest takeaways also, of course, is from Miriam, because how could it not be? But something I am definitely taking in with me to this next season, you know, our little summer break from Pancreas Pals, I think I combined pancreas and break, for those of you who are wondering what the heck just happened to my vernacular.
Live it.
I am trying to do my best.
You are. You're killing it.
But I guess, I mean, that is actually the point I was going to say, ironically enough. I loved when Miriam said that, you know, this too shall pass and, you know, just get to the next day. Because I do think that is one of, you know, I hate to say the best parts of diabetes, but I think it is one of the most livable parts, one of the most digestible aspects, is that every day you do get a little bit of a do-over. You know, if you had unwanted numbers the day before, you know, it doesn't have to set the entire tone for the next day. You can always do better, whether do better means, you know, you're seeing better numbers, you're reacting better to your numbers, whatever better means for you, like, the next day can be better. And I think just collectively, everyone avoiding the concept of burnout and not wanting to try is one of the most important things that we can do going forward. It doesn't mean we're always going to be successful and reach the goal we wanted that day, but I think the desire to be as healthy as we can be and try, we just need to keep that going.
Got to keep on going. And, you know, for those listening who are like, oh no, you know, I'm going to miss Emily and Christy so much, SOS. I say sarcastically.
Just our moms.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, mom, love you. I'll call you later. But and hey,
I already talked to your dad and Norma, but I'll call you later too.
I was going to say, hey, Norma, I'll call
you. We already talked for like an hour earlier.
I was literally about to be like, Norma, I'll call you. Don't worry. We'll chat.
She'd love it. She'd love it.
Love it. Love it. Love Norma. But for those, you know, wanting their pancreas palace fill after our little break or little summer hiatus, don't fret. We do have things happening. We have a website, pancreaspals.com, and I highly encourage you to head on over there to read diagnosis stories. We're going to start really ramping up our recipe section. There's going to be things on there. We're going to continue to be a community. Follow us on Instagram, pancreas_pals. But this sounds like I'm like wrapping up the episode, but I was really just trying to tell people to not to fret.
Yeah, no, I'll try to be less trash and post more on Instagram.
You are not Emily, trash, but Emily, I feel like
Emily is
my face
better at it than I am. But, you know, if you guys want to see me testing my blood sugar on the train and drinking copious amounts of fruit water at work, I'm going to do it.
I want to see that. I want to see that, Christy, mostly because I feel like everyone's so sick of seeing my face and me complaining
not
about
not at all. Your beautiful
everything.
Face is desired by all, but my goodness.
Just lol.
If you... Christy content is less quality than
no,
Emily.
Christy, but, no, Christy content is dope content, let me tell you. People
you know
love
what? I'm going to post something on our Instagram story as soon as we're done with this episode.
I'm, like, so excited for that, and I can't
People
wait.
Are going to be able to tell now when we recorded, because they're going to be like, when did Christy post that?
Oh, God.
I won't tell you guys what I'm posting, though, because then you won't be able to tell.
Or, Christy, you could just post, like, a few more times, and then no one will know. Just saying.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, keeping people on their toes, so to speak. But something that I really want to mention before we really officially close out the season with some soft sobs and a big sigh of relief, because it's almost time for summer vacation. If people still have that as adults. I mean, I really don't, but in my mind,
I'm pretending. I'm in the mentality that, like, work is wrapping up for a couple months, and it is certainly not, but whatever.
I mean, like, this is real. This is us. Sometimes you just got to go on a little vacation in your mind, which I'm sure any Miriam would have like something to say about that, because that sounds a little bad. Anyways, moving on. I swear to God, I just forgot what I was going to say. I'm losing it. I am losing it. Christy, what was I going to say?
I don't know. One of my pillows that I keep on my bed is like leaking little beads. There's like plush squishy pillows.
Yeah, don't eat it.
I'm not gonna eat it, but I wonder which one is leaking. Oh, it's the Lucky Charms one. I have
they're
three
magically delicious.
I have three like cereal pillows. So I've got Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, and Lucky Charms. And Lucky is leaking up a crap ton. Lucky, suck it in. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
Well, now all I can think about is replacing your pillow.
No, I can't replace him.
That's so sad.
Bloody.
Oh, I was going to say, oh my God, it finally came back to me. Oh my God, let me get this out now before I forget again because I'm space cadet.
Go.
I was going to say, please tell us, you know, what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about, what you want us to expand upon. Write us an email at pancreaspals123@gmail.com. Slide into our DMs. It's one of our favorite things is opening up our Instagrams and seeing messages from our pals around the world.
We really do love it.
It's actually... like, if I'm being honest, it's one of life's purest joys, which is so sad because it has to do with social media, but mostly because it's bridging the gap, bringing us together, and really helping solidify our beautiful community of pals.
We're millennials. It's not our fault.
You're so true. This is so right. Wow. Sorry, everyone listening. I am probably malfunctioning, and it's probably time for me to go to bed, which is bad because there's still light outside. But, honestly, we want to know what you want to hear, and even if it's something we've already touched on, write to us, let us know who you want us to interview. We do have some exciting things already lined up for season 4 because, you know, you got to always hustle. Hustle is always hustling, but that doesn't mean that we can't have some great, you know, interactions with you guys and find out what exactly you want to hear and all of the fun things that go along with that. And let me tell you, I think we need to end this episode before I continue to ramble on for another 10 minutes.
No problem. I've got a sandwich I need to go make and then eat.
I think you just set back the feminist movement, but that's okay.
It's going to be turkey and
And you're making it for yourself. Turkey and cheddar. So that's fine. Oh my God, that sounds so good.
I am making
it
for myself. I'm going to put hummus on it. Can't wait.
Oh my God, can you send one to New York for me? Okay, thanks.
She gonna be soggy when she gets there.
Just ship the hummus and cheese separately. Actually, no, that's still gonna be soggy. That's gross.
I do get the Sabra individual packs. Oh, because I don't like watery hummus, so I can't get the big ones.
Yeah, watery hummus is not my favorite thing either. Okay, now I really gotta go eat. So,
yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
This is real. This is us. Sorry for this weird, weird way to end the season, everyone listening. But thank you so much for chugging along with us.
We get emotional and messy when it's the season finale.
You're not wrong. This is
oh my
true.
God, I can't speak today.
It's contagious. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for following along. And we are so excited for season 4, which again, we will start announcing real dates halfway through the summer in July, but we're probably going to pick things back up. We're definitely going to pick things back up in August.
Yeah, so, this is not goodbye. This is see
TCFN,
you in a bit.
This is like me signing your yearbook over audio. So ta-ta for now. Have a great summer, hags. And be sure to head to our website, pancreaspals.com, for all things Pancreas Pals, which will continue to be updated over the summer and new content. So if you want to write in and share your diagnosis story, email us at pancreaspals123@gmail.com. If you have a recipe that you love, whether it's high carb, low carb, whatever, just send it to us and, you know, we will definitely get stuff up on the website and keep that content flowing.
I'll put up a recipe for my turkey and cheddar sandwich.
Please
with
do.
Hummus.
I'm not kidding. I want it. Follow us on Instagram at pancreas_pals. And thank you so much for hanging on through this entirety of this episode, because let me tell you, that could not have been easy. So props to you for listening. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Have a great summer. And don't be a stranger.
All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Well, have a great week, everyone.
Bye.